Well, clearly NFIB is disappointed, but with that, we respect the decision of the Supreme Court, and we're looking to move forward to continue to fight for real reform. You know, our efforts now will turn to the regulatory and legislative reforms that will move through the state, and we will remain committed to helping small business achieve what is a very important goal for them, and that's affordable health care.
In terms of the individual mandate, which was upheld, what is the impact of that part of the decision on businesses in Maryland?
Well, it's not just on businesses. It's going to be on all individuals. I mean, the individual mandate will be a new tax that will be imposed on people who choose not to comply. And like I said, what it does do, really, is drive up the cost of health care. But with that said, the court has spoken. And, you know, NFIB has always worked hard to have different prongs of approach. So the efforts need to turn now. It's important as the states begin to implement that small business owners be at the table, having their voices heard and doing what they can to make sure that the competitiveness and the marketplace to the best stays intact.
What concerns do you have about the regulations that now have to be drafted here in Maryland?
Well, the good news is that we do have members at the table that are involved in drafting these regulations. What always concerns small businesses is it just seems that oftentimes government and policymakers can run away and overreach. So sure, clearly that's our concern. That's why we're at the table. We look forward to continue to provide our input. But the concern will be that government will continue to grow and control all aspects of small business owners' ability to provide health care and afford health care.
Is this one of those decisions that could drive some small business owners just to give up and go out of business?
Well, I think, you know, there's many policies. You know, people always can say that and speculate that, and it may be true. Clearly, we know that this impact will have an effect on the small business community. I mean, a small business owner's number one decision and most costly decision now is going to be whether they're going to grow, whether they're going to hire that 50th employee. That's going to trigger a tremendous amount of new responsibility and costs on their business.
Final question. Politically, does the NFIB now work to try to repeal the health care law? I know that's something that Governor Romney has proposed in his campaign, and that's the campaign message from the Romney campaign. Does the NFIB join that effort?
You know, right now we're assessing where we need to go and what we need to do. I do know that we will look to the regulatory and legislative arenas to try to continue to make a difference. I mean, we do want affordable health care. We do want a fair market out there. So do I think that segments of this law need to be looked at and repealed? The NFIB does.